Hello, dear friends. This is Paul Scharf, Church Ministries representative for the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. And I'm coming to you this time by video as part of my Sunday sermon series, just to give you a quick update on what's happening here on our Sunday sermons, which post, Lord willing, Saturday evening at 5 o'clock. Now, sometimes I go ahead and post them earlier. Sometimes I end up getting later. I try not to do that. But the normal time is Saturday, 5 p.m. And sometimes, like in this week, if you're watching this, in addition to the regular Sunday sermon, I'll also come along with an announcement. Again, thought I'd just go ahead and do this one on video. Just wanted to share some thoughts with you about what's happening with our Sunday sermons, because this week is exciting for me. We're going to get back into the book of Daniel, and you may remember that as we're thinking about Daniel, revealer of secrets, and going verse by verse through the book of Daniel, we missed chapter 4. And I thought that that recording had been either not made or missed or lost or something. But I actually found the recording. So as we resume our study in Daniel, Revealer of Secrets, we're going to begin with chapter 4, which we missed going through chapters 1 through 6. Then we'll resume and go into chapter 7, chapters 7 through 12, the prophetic portion of the book, the last six chapters. You know, I just want to say how incredibly grateful I am to you for listening to these Sunday sermons. I have to tell you how this began, and it's nothing real profound. I just thought, as I began my page here on Sermon Audio this spring, I realized, you know, I've got a lot of sermons now digitally saved. I might as well go ahead and post those on Sermon Audio and, you know, let them be up there, let them be preserved, let people listen to them. And then I had another thought, and I thought, you know what, let's do this in an orderly fashion rather than just posting 100 and not, you know, putting all the correct information with each one and cataloging them. Let's do this in an orderly way and really make something of it and call it the Sunday sermon, post it on Saturday evening when people can listen while they're out walking on Saturday night or maybe driving to church Sunday morning or any other time after, obviously, it goes online. And I just thought, you know, let's do something decently and in order and with a structure to it and with themes like with the book of Daniel. And, you know, first of all, I have to say I'm really having fun with this. It's just sort of like dabbling in my own little broadcast ministry here, if you will. I have an opportunity to come on and give intros like this and updates and then to play the sermon. And, of course, they're not, you know, they're not edited for quality. We don't take out the sounds of crying babies or cell phones or, you know, mispronounced words or anything like that. They're not polished up like we're going on a radio broadcast. You're just hearing the sermon that the congregation heard, which is, you know, something we're all used to, is listening to online sermons as they're recorded and posted. But, you know, it's fun for me, but I have to say far beyond that, I've been amazed. I'm truly humbled, and I'm very extremely thankful to God and to you, dear listening friend, that people are making use of these sermons. You know, if this were the old days, we could say instead of just sitting in a box somewhere, well, these aren't cassettes so far, at least they're digital recordings, but instead of just sitting on my computer desktop, people are listening to these sermons, and my goodness, far more people will listen to them now than ever heard them when they were first preached. What an amazing thing. And we thank God, first of all, but I thank you, dear listening friend. Without you, of course, there'd be no reason to do any of this, nor would it be possible. Thank you so much. Thank you for taking the time out of all the resources. And I listen to all kinds of things. I'm always listening to sermons, broadcasts, talk shows, lectures. I'm listening to things constantly. So I understand how much material is out there and how much good material is out there, and that you would take the time and listen to my messages. You just don't know how much it means to me. And so I say thank you and praise the Lord. And, you know, may the usefulness of these messages increase. I always say, if they're a blessing to you, please share them with a friend. Please tell a friend. Pass them along. Let someone know. Post it on Facebook or Twitter, or Parlay, LinkedIn, email, text, whatever it is that you want to share with a friend. Thank you so much. And it's great to get back into the book of Daniel, Revealer of Secrets. We're going to do that now after a short and, I trust, timely, and could it be more relevant time thinking about life as it was in the days of Noah. So that series is now complete. Did an introduction also to go with the first week, and a conclusion to go with the last week, last Saturday night. And so here we go back into the book of Daniel. So please stay with us through the end of the book. Once it's complete, we'll have some other, I trust, helpful and exciting things. We're certainly going to be looking at some fascinating biblical topics. And I do want to say also, as we're saying thanks, I want to say thank you to Grace Bible Church in Portage, Wisconsin, where I served as interim pastor from 2015 to 2017, and where so far all the live recorded sermons that you've heard were preached there before the congregation and recorded, and they have given me permission and blessing to post them here. And of course, without all of their help, you would not be listening. Thanks to them also. Praise the Lord God. May you have a great Lord's Day tomorrow. May you have a wonderful weekend, great week ahead, and may it all be powered by the Word of God working in your heart and mind as you listen. And as we listen, may we pray that God will increase our faith, for we know that faith comes only by hearing the Word of God. Thanks again, and God bless you.